Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. My name is Katerina Vila, and I am here to talk about topics that I care about, that are on my heart and mind. And I do this in my podcast, Sweet But Salty, and I've been doing it ever since January 2021. So I started this podcast during the pandemic. And recently I've started to record YouTube videos as well. And I am so happy that you're watching or listening to this episode. Today, I actually want to touch on a topic that I talked about a little bit last time in my last episode. And that is, as you can tell by the title, the topic of burnout. So I am gonna be really upfront here. I had burnout when I was 25. And it just completely destroyed me. I'm gonna be really honest here. It was a really tough time in my life, and I'm gonna use this episode to talk a little bit more about how I actually got into that situation, what happened during my illness, and how I got better. So the first thing I'm gonna talk about is how I actually got there. I'm a very ambitious person by nature, I'd say. Or if I think back, I think this side of me got kind of triggered when I was in school. I live in Germany and I spent 1 year in the US when I was a teenager. So I spent 10th grade in the US. And it was a really challenging time, and school there was totally different from what I was used to, and the workload was a lot. And I had two choices. I could either ignore what was going on around me and just keep doing my thing, or I could actually start working harder than I ever have. Those were kind of my choices, and I decided to go down route number two. So I really worked my ass off over there. That kind of triggered my, let's say, ambition. So since then, I've been a perfectionist and I've really focused on always performing at the top of whatever I was doing. So I wanted to be the best. I wanted to do the best possible work. And when I finished school and went on to study design, I kind of felt like that was not enough. So I studied design and I had a student job, and I still had this feeling inside of me that it wasn't enough, that I needed to do more. And that's kind of a reoccurring theme in my life, this notion and this idea that I needed to do more than I'd been doing. So I decided to not just study design, but also psychology. So I picked up a second degree at the same time. And I think for about 1 year, I studied two courses, full-time study courses at two different universities. And I had my student job. So I had a huge workload. It was overwhelming. And after a while, I realized, hey, I can't do this anymore, so I ditched the job because I could, fortunately enough. I was fortunate enough to get support from my parents, so that was really, really helpful. And I kind of said, okay, for now, I'm just gonna pause on the job. I finished my design degree, and then I had my psychology degree going on. I needed to do an internship for that. And I had another job. So basically, 2 weeks after graduating from my design program, I actually got another student job because I was still under the impression that I wasn't doing enough. I needed to do more, or so I thought. And after finishing my design degree, I actually had planned to take off 6 months, like, that was the first time in like 5 years that I could say that I really had some time off. So I wanted to enjoy myself. I wanted to enjoy the time I had. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see my grandparents. I wanted to see a little bit of Europe and maybe visit friends. So that was the plan. And then about 1 month in, I just completely broke down. And I don't know if you've ever experienced a mental breakdown. You know, it's a term that gets thrown around very lightheartedly. A lot of people use it to describe what they're going through, but I actually had a mental breakdown, and that meant I was not thinking clearly and I was not thinking rationally anymore. The thoughts I had rushing through my head were all over the place. I couldn't decide what was real and what wasn't. I was kind of delusional. I had some very strange ideas that I believed to be true. And I continued to be in that state for months. It wasn't a matter of days or hours or weeks. No, it was months. I was fortunate enough to get support from a great neurologist and psychiatrist. He went out of his way to support me, to help me with medication that I'm still on, by the way. That's the medication that he prescribed then. But that was not enough to get me out of the state I was in. So I needed to go to a clinic, and I spent about 2 months at a very pretty, very great clinic near where I live. And I had, for the first time ever, or it felt like that, I had the opportunity to breathe, to have no obligations other than focusing on my health. So within those 2 months, I kind of calmed down with the help of doctors, psychologists, therapy of every different kind, a lot of movement, and medication. It was a crazy time in my life, literally, because I was crazy. I literally went crazy and needed to calm down again. This is how I got there. So what I had was, I call it burnout, but it probably is some other kind of disease and condition. I got diagnosed with a mixture of depression and anxiety that kind of describes the feelings and thoughts I had when I was under a lot of stress and in a very bad condition. Now I've talked about how I got there through too much work and this mindset of never being enough, which is actually a problem with self-worth, and it goes very, very deep, and a lot of people have trouble with their self-worth because we don't believe that we're worthy of love, of affection, of success, of money, of opportunities, and that's something that we need to work on consciously. I also talked about what happened. So I broke down, I had irrational thoughts. I was anxious all the time. I couldn't be by myself. It was insane, literally. And now I want to talk about how I got out of it. What helped me personally was a mixture of medication, therapy, support from friends and family, and rest. And I want to say that I'm incredibly fortunate because my parents have supported me 100%. Yeah, I was incredibly fortunate in that I got that support and I got the opportunity to actually rest for the first time ever. So after I got home from the clinic, I had about 6 months of nothing on my plate. And it was the first time ever that I really felt like I could breathe again. And a lot of things have changed in that time. I then picked up another course of study. I started working for my dad, and it was a really good decision, even though the pandemic hit. The pandemic hit when I was at the clinic, but I wasn't really affected by it. I was really affected by what had been going on previously. And compared to that, the pandemic wasn't as bad, because what I have experienced for me personally was the worst thing I've ever had to go through in my life. What helped me was really changing my mindset. Previously, I had not been nice to myself. I had very negative thoughts. I pushed my body beyond its limits for years. and I pushed myself mentally beyond my capacity. I didn't allow myself to rest because I thought if I wasn't productive, I was useless. So I got my entire self-worth from my performance and how I was doing in my studies and my jobs. And that's actually what made me sick. So the remedy was the opposite. The remedy was taking out all of the stress, relaxing, breathing, not having any duties, and slowly building up my duties to where they are now. So now I have a job, I'm finishing my third degree, which is a degree in business. I'm recording episodes for my podcast, and I'm seeing friends and having my hobbies. But what has changed is that I don't put pressure on myself anymore. I don't derive my self-worth from how I perform anymore. I know that I'm worthy of love and of everything I desire, no matter what I do. So it's independent from everything that I do, because it's inherent. It exists because I exist. If I had one recommendation for people who are going through something similar, who are burnt out, who have stressed themselves over the course of many years or a prolonged period of time, I would say just try to back down a little bit. Try to dial down your obligations and duties. Look at everything that you have on your plate. Make a list. I love lists, by the way. I love making lists. Make a list of everything that you have to do or that you think you have to do, and then analyze it. Is it really necessary? Could you reduce something in the way that you are working, in the way that you are spending your free time? Because it's easy to run into the trap of doing too much. And I've been there, so I know how that feels. And my last point is get help if necessary. And be honest to yourself. Because you are your best doctor, let's say. You're the person who can heal yourself. You're the one who can save yourself, who can change something about the situation that you're in. But if you can't get out of it on your own, then be honest to yourself and reach out for help. Even if it's a family member, a friend, someone you trust, reach out to them first and then see if you need professional help from there. And don't shy away from actually getting professional help if necessary. At least that's my experience. I wouldn't have been able to get better if it wasn't for the doctors who have helped me. That was one component of my healing process, and it was a really important and vital one. So yeah, this episode is already really long, but to finish it up, I would say getting help is really, really important, along with all of the other points that I've mentioned before. Thank you so much for listening or watching. I really hope that you could take away something from this, that it inspired you, that it helped you in any way. And I'd be really happy if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can rate this episode over there. You can also rate my entire podcast and leave a review. And if you're watching on YouTube, please leave this video a thumbs up. Leave me a comment and subscribe to my channel. Let me know what I should cover in my next episode so I can make content that you actually want to see. And yeah, I will catch you next week. Stay healthy and take care. Until then, have a great week. Bye.